Hey, what's going on, guys? This is GXRP Perez, and today I have a guest, and his name is
Ripple Rich.
Ripple Rich in the building. Here we go. So I brought him on. He actually sent me a message, and he's a good friend of mine. So I said, okay, you want to come on and have a little talk, community talk? And he was like, I got some things to say. So I was like, okay, we kind of covered it, but I'm going to go ahead and let him take over from here. Because he can explain it better than I can, and then he can introduce himself so you guys get to know him. So go ahead, Rich, and express yourself.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Well, first of all, right, I'd like to just say that this is not financial advice or anything like that. You know what I mean?
I get it. I feel you 100%.
Yeah, this is, you know how that goes. Let's get this disclaimer going. And it's a financial advice, and this is for entertainment purposes only. Okay, talking about a little bit about myself, man. Hey, I'm just, regular dude, man, pioneer of the new crypto revolution, baby. That's all. I specialize in tax preparations, expository communications, and office installation.
Okay.
So
and you're well known in the community, because a ton of people, I see you, going around, and that's why I was like, I agreed immediately to do it, because anybody that's in the community wants to talk and wants to express themselves and has something important to say, I give them a voice. Because not a lot of people like to maybe come out on a live show or come out on a live video. Some people are self-conscious about themselves, but camera shy, things like that. So I also have a podcast. So if they want to come on, but they don't want to show their face, they could just do the podcast, which is fine. Either way, you have a voice. So anybody that feels that way, then. Go right ahead. Go ahead, Rich. I'll take over. Sorry.
No. Hey, man. That's the beauty about, in this space, man. Connecting, networking, using our gifts to show others. Like in this case, I reached out to you, man, because I feel that people are not using the ecosystem how it's designed.
Touch base on that, because they're not going to know. What kind of an ecosystem are you talking about? You're talking about the crypto ecosystem, the financial ecosystem? What kind of ecosystem are you talking about?
Well, we're talking about the crypto ecosystem, because this is the big thing that's going on. We're trying to help the ecosystem grow, and there is actual things that you could actually use the ecosystem today. We don't have to wait for XRP, everybody. $100, $200, $300 predictions, whatever. Waiting for this thing to just stashing the bags, waiting.
Yeah, they're waiting for a bull run. They're waiting for it to moon. So what you're trying to explain is that you got a solution to that,
right, man? I've found ways that I will show later on. We have ways to really benefit from the perks that all these new technology that is, coming out, that are coming out with, crypto.com. I can't wait to talk about crypto.com. A lot of people in this space know what's crypto.com, but don't know how to use it.
Okay.
Don't know how to gain money of it. All right. I would actually did this on a test. I was my own guinea pig, right? So, cause I'm not going to go, advise anything, especially to my clients.
Before we rush in to, crypto.com or anything like that, I want you to dig in on maybe a little bit so that the crowd gets to know you and knows who you are, what you do, because you already explained what you do for work, but tell us a little bit about your life so that they get a little more knowledge on who you are and what you've been able to accomplish.
Okay, so I really got to this space many years ago, right? I believe it was 2013.
Okay.
And a friend of mine told me about Bitcoin. Everything started with Bitcoin, right? I think Bitcoin at that time was like $200. I want to put a number.
This is how you got into crypto, huh?
Yeah. So my friend told me about crypto. So I'm like, what the hell is that? Oh, so they had this funny page over here, like in Ukraine. So the only way they accept the payment for order or whatnot was Bitcoin. I'm like, what is Bitcoin, dude? Why don't they accept dollars, dude?
Is it gold?
So I'm like, what the hell is that? I never heard of it. So I looked it up. Okay. And when I started looking up the exchanges and this, and then I started having the exchange, and I saw that my 20 bucks that I had, you know, I tried it with a little amount.
Yeah. We were ballers.
Exactly. So I'm like 20. Next thing you know, I wake up, it's like $25. I'm like, what? Just went up five. What the hell is going on? What the hell is this? So I got very, very interested, very interested. So I started learning about it, but not head on, like, you know, like we are today, like full throttle, right? Mm-hmm. So then, like I would say like a month, maybe 2 months around time, somebody came to me like, hey, kid, you know XRP, the same man that, you know, introduced me to it, that you know about XRP? I'm like, XRP, what is that, man? Listen to that. I'm like, Ripple? I'm like, what the? Ripple, he sounded even funny. I'm like, Ripple, man, I ain't worried about no Ripple, man, right?
I ain't worried about nothing.
But it was so cheap, right? It was like 6-7 cents, you know, when I came across it, right? So luckily I had,
I wish,
you know, yeah, bro. I was like,
I got them at 9, but you got them at 6.
Hey, that's good, man. You ain't gonna see me. You're never gonna see that price again. I'll tell you that right now.
But let me tell you something real quick, though. You know, I lost all my money, right? Because I slept on it. The bull run, I could have made so much money with that bull run.
Oh, what? How much you have?
I had a couple. I'm not going to disclose how many I had, but you feel me? So I slept on it because it was so difficult to get XRP at the time that when I actually got it, I was like, okay, I'm done. It was like, it took me like 2 weeks because I was working, getting home, trying to figure it out. Nobody knew about it. Nobody talked about it. You understand? So,
yeah.
And based on that, I just got fed up and I let it ride. And I passed that bull market, bro. Like, I passed it like this. Look, slept on it.
Damn, right? Man.
That's why I always see, say, I always
you say, see, man. So, sorry I cut you off real quick, man. But you see, this is why I respect people like you that do, you know, videos. We like to give a bunch of shout outs too, but I would like to say this first, man. I appreciate people like you trying to educate us how to do certain things. So that don't happen. So they don't sleep.
That's exactly why I started the channel. Not only that, but I kind of I've already earned my respect within a small group and stuff like that. So they can help me with that situation where like people know that when I'm talking about something, they can pay attention. Cause they know what kind of detail I give, you know, they give, and I appreciate you saying that, by the way. And just like him, I'll have anybody on the show, as long as you're touching base with crypto and you want to explain something real that you can show, I'm all for it. You know, even if you want to have a discussion, I'm all for it, but we're going to label it a discussion, you know?
Exactly. Yep. Feel it, man. Feel it.
So I appreciate you coming on the show and wanting to help the community, really.
Yeah, man. Hey, you know, before I forget, because you know me, I just keep going. But man, I couldn't, where I'm at today, I remember you said, man, you know, what people know in the community, what we have done, this and that. And I'm going to tell you this, I do give where credit is due. And I couldn't have done none of this if it wasn't from my buddy CKJ, right? Yeah. King Blue.
He's running with the bulls. He's going to the moon, baby.
But for real, King Blue. And I have to give a definite shout out to St. Jude's, which I'll touch base on that.
Okay. Right? I would like you to touch base on that.
Yeah. King Blue, Crypto News, Peru Crypto, been an awesome, awesome beast. Awesome.
I got on because of CKJ awesome. Too. That's my boy.
Yeah.
He's going to the moon.
Peru, love you, buddy.
Peru? Matao.
For real. I also like to give
us. CIA, so we don't talk about He's CIA.
My bad, man.
Peru is a CIA. We don't talk about it. No, indeed. That's a joke.
I love him because it's all about the love, man.
They call him Hitch. Well, yeah. Go ahead. Keep going.
So, yeah, man. You know, Deloitte. Deloitte was... Man, the way they gave us access to everything.
What's Deloitte?
Deloitte, for people that don't know that are brand new or don't know, many people do know what Deloitte is, but those who don't, Deloitte is, I think they're the fourth largest financial institution Okay. I think I would like to say here in the United States, or I could be wrong on that.
Okay. Don't even, take if wrong, even if you're wrong, what does Deloitte have to do with crypto?
Oh, Deloitte. What? Deloitte. Deloitte is, well, they do a lot of things. Really. Well,
what cryptocurrency are they connected with?
Well, they're connected with VeChain. Definitely. Okay.
How do you know that?
All right. You know, I can't disclose. I'm sorry. I tell you this. I'll go around it.
I'm kidding. You don't have to disclose, but you know they're connected. Period.
Yeah, I did the job inside. I mean, I have videos where I'm actually inside of it, where I did the whole furniture installation. Well, you know, the crew, the Ripple Rich crew that we got together.
That's very surprising, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that excites me because you must have seen something that said VeChain or something, because here in the U.S., like something big like that, that's a bomb, bro. That's like a little.
Okay. I'll tell you like this, man. I put it to my people that, you know, on the DMs and stuff like that, even on the group, which, by the way, I want to give a huge shout out to King Blue. For sure, man. King Blue has helped me.
I'm like, you're my boy, Blue. Like that.
For real, man. I helped him with everything. The St. Jude's thing. He didn't even know me, Perez, man. He didn't even know me, man. He just took me like, man, hey, Rich, I like what you, man. You know what? And we just built it from right at that point. Just Blue. Then Deloitte, you know, because I had already approval there. So I went in and, you know, started seeing these things, and I'm like, wow, hey, this is the only thing I could say on this. Vet reminds me, right? Uh-huh. Listen to this. Vet reminds me.
We're talking about VeChain.
VeChain reminds me of XRP before the XRP. Remember when Bitcoin hit the 20,000?
Yeah.
XRP was behind. XRP was one of the last. I had forgotten about XRP. I had $500. All right, people are gonna start doing the math. Let me shut up. But
it doesn't matter because that money's gone. It's gone.
Yeah,
you can stay.
All right, so I forgot about it because I didn't even know what it was. You know, I was like, oh, maybe hey, fucking lucky or whatever. Because I knew about Bitcoin going up and down, and I saw
it going. And you got lucky. You didn't sleep on it.
No, I just, you know, let's say thank God I have bad memory. And
yo, you know what? When you say that, I wanna cry because I you know how much I had to? $500.
Man, what?
Yeah.
Well, my friend, let me tell you this.
Hold on. Why you gotta tell me these things, bruh? This is the
real. Bro, I'll tell you like this.
It's because of people like you.
Damn, man. Damn. Like, hey, it doesn't matter, babe. Doesn't matter. We're still the first pioneers, so it doesn't even matter, man. Yeah, I mean, it hurts. I get it.
We're blessed.
But
we're blessed.
No, it's not over.
I'm happy for you. I'm just kidding. It's my fault.
It's the beginning. It's the beginning of everything.
You saved me like a little piece of like something, like a piece of like a penny from it or something? Like, you know, nothing? You didn't save me a piece of that pie, bro?
Don't worry. When we see each other in the... Texas.
We're going to the XRP community. Well, King Blue set up this entire event at Texas, and I'm going. GXRP Perez is going to be there.
See you there, buddy.
We're going to be over there with them cowboy bales.
Damn right.
You better believe I'm going to eat that chicken. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Actually working on some shirts and everything, you know, so hopefully, you know, people grab the XRP army and represent XRP. Oh man, it's funny, me and XRP, right, we went to this the crypto.com seminar, right?
Okay.
And the guy was talking, and the guy goes, let me see the Bitcoin Maximus. Whoa.
Oh God.
Let me see the VeChain, Mark. Let me see Dash, you know, XRP Army. It was just me and Chad, man. You know what? We're like, yeah, bro.
We don't need nobody.
I was just trying me, man. You don't want to try me, man.
Yo, hey, Can I speak to Pete? Pete, I ain't here.
Hey, Tony!
I'm right here, my friend. So let's go ahead. Go ahead. That's funny. You're a funny guy. So based off of that, we pretty much got an overview of what, you know, the things that he's been through, which has been the bull run. And then you've worked with companies that are very involved with this. You found a huge opportunity in it. And now that's what you pretty much are going to share. But I wanted him to touch base with who he was so that everybody gets to know who they're talking to, you know? I always like people to feel like, okay, who is this guy? What is this guy about? What is he doing? You know, why am I going to listen to him? What does he have to tell me that I don't already know? And that's usually the attitude, you know, so you gotta kind of make it clear who you are, what it is you're bringing to the table and why it is you want to bring that communication towards the community, you know? So that's the main reason why I kind of made you like, introduce yourself, things like that. You know, I want everybody to have the mutual respect, you know?
Yeah, sure. I agree with you 100%.
So now, you can just continue and then get into what it is you need to explain, and then I'll take my questions from there. So if I interrupt you for a second or anything like that, it's just to ask you a quick question because maybe you're going fast, and I want you to slow down. Because remember, there's a lot of new people that they listen word by word what we're saying so that they learn. You know, it's all about knowledge.
Okay? That's true.
So all right, you go ahead and keep going. And sorry for the interruption.
So. Let me touch on the, this is very important. I want to touch this back again before I forget, because I'm, you know, jumping all over the place. So forgive me on that. On the V chain, right? This reminds me, remember I was telling you about the memory thing. This reminds me of when Bitcoin hit the 20,000, XRP was lagging behind. And next thing you know, it hit the $3, right? The three, whatever. All right. I feel the same damn thing is about to happen. I feel that XRP blows up, whatever. I'm not into price prediction, but goes up, blam. VeChain, gonna do the same thing. Now,
what I've been telling people is that when you, because I did my research on VeChain, and you saw that because you follow my videos, but when I did my research on VeChain, you see that the only reason they're low is because they forked from Bez. Now, I don't know if you knew that, but I'm gonna explain it regardless. When they did that, to lower the price on it, because it was $7 at the time.
Yeah.
How are you gonna convert that into a low cost, but also make it efficient? So that's why they came out with VeChain Thor, which is the Thor gas, and then Bez is the token. All right. So based off of that. It was in 2018 that they did that. So people think that they're the same, like value-wise. No, as soon as Bet gets a little bit of volume, it's gonna take off because it's not being held down for financial cross-border payments or anything like that. As soon as it gets a volume, it's taking off. I mean, it just forked right now, 2018. That's like if you got Bitcoin from 2009, and you know how long of a stretch before it went all the way through the roof. So basically, hello. You know, don't lose.
I'll tell you this. I ain't letting go because this is the way.
You're not a financial advisor?
Negative.
Okay.
Negative. Do your own research, people. Do your own legitimate, man. Do your own research. It's, you know, knowledge is power. Just by doing your research, man, the answers are right there. Don't people have that, you know, take something simple, like, you know, that saying that says, yo, don't drown in a glass of water, brother.
Like you don't listen to me, don't listen to him, don't listen to anybody. You take the information and you take it to the books and you confirm it, period.
And you confirm it. We got computers, man. We got all the information we need. We could go as deep as we want to go, right? So I'm a little bit knowledgeable, like, in law, so it does help me get to and read and notice the document. The legal documents. I could know if there's fraud. I could know somebody uploaded it.
Now that you touched this is a huge thing about the crypto taxes. Can you give us a little bit about that? Because I'm sure everybody wants to hear about that, especially that you're going to be doing the taxes this year.
We're actually doing them. I'm actually doing them now.
Okay, no, exactly. You're right. I'm sorry, I didn't think about it. So now that you're doing it, how is it that you do it? What's the actual process? Because there's a lot of people that are very, very interested in knowing so that they don't mess up. Because, you know, nobody likes to play with, you know, the Godfather.
Exactly. So on
all my... You don't want to mess up.
No!
You better pay your taxes, boy.
Hey,
he'll hit you with the sanction.
He's the guy that changed everything last year on the taxes.
Who's that guy you see back there? What's his name?
Donald Trumpy.
Uh-oh. 2020, baby. Did I say something? No, I didn't. Just kidding, guys. Just kidding. All right. My bad, guys. It was a quick joke.
It's a joke. But in the paperwork, right? On the federal, we're talking about federal individual tax.
Anything that has to do with crypto and taxes. Because, as a matter of fact, Rich, we're going to touch base on another video another day because I just thought about that. There's a lot of people that want the step by step procedure. And I know that you're big on that. So, I would love to educate people step by step. But, you know, like if you were showing a new person that's getting into crypto, and even if you want to put your website and maybe they can, or your Twitter or whatever. So that they can ask you questions if they need an answer for a question. Do you respond normally? Like if somebody were to like message you, or maybe you want to put an email that you don't normally use, that's not personal or something, in case somebody has a question, they can email it and maybe you can give them a response, you know?
Yeah. I got on my Twitter is pretty much, I'll have in my Twitter handle at Rich Ripple.
Which I'll put it in the description. You don't even have to talk.
Right.
So go ahead.
I usually pretty much, you know, upload things that I think is important, like knowing your rights. All right. Tax benefits like Puerto Rico, you know, for the Latin people, they got a lot of relief because of the earthquake that happened in December in 2019 out there.
Okay, so
they have a lot of,
you're a humanitarian.
You know it, man. And that's why I love St. Jude's and I'm doing everything for St. Jude's. And because, hey, before the run, you know, I got lucky, like I said, on the XRP, and then, you know, I could have been doing video, I could have been involved or whatever, but I was never into that. But then my son was born and I had a deal with autism, and man, it opened my eyes a whole different way when I went there and I saw what was going on, man. I had my heart, dog, man, I was like,
yeah, no, anybody would in that situation. I agree. I mean, I've never been in that situation like you have, but I've been in my own, and I know what a feeling of okay, we'll just leave it at that, but you can go ahead.
Yeah, man, it was real, real emotional for me, and you know, being my son and all, and then really opening the eyes and seeing what St. Jude really does, man. You know, I mean, I got down to it, I studied them. I just got, like, man, I got to pay them back, man. My son is healthy. Yeah, he still got autism, but he's healthy. Thank, man, so much love, man, I got for them.
Thank
so,
God. Thanks, St. Jude. Thank everything. You know, you get back what you put out, bro. You really do.
Yeah.
I believe that, bro. And you're blessed. And I that's why I support you. Anytime something happens, I'm always there supporting, because we got to support each other, you know?
So big,
maybe you didn't know me at a personal level, but I showed you the support like you did. You know, it doesn't matter.
Exactly, man.
Okay, so keep going. I mean, that's awesome. That's amazing. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, no, man. Yeah, and I just want to, you know, hey, why you just come out of nowhere, man? How you been in the space 2013? Well, you know, the truth is, I got lucky with the, you know, what we discussed earlier with the XRP, and then I, you know, my business branches, my tax business branches, with installation. We started doing a lot of projects. All went well, and God was always with me. But during that time, you know, my son was born, like I said, mentioned earlier. And then, you know, I was awakened, to make it short. And I said, man, hold up, man. And then at this time now, crypto is moving up. Like, you know, it's getting fuel. So, like,
Sorry. I just want to ask you something. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to do the taxes with you, can they?
Yeah.
You can go. Okay. So I'll leave your link in the description regardless, just in case. Because maybe there's somebody that wants to do the crypto, they have no idea how to do it. I'm sorry, I just wanted to mention that. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, you could go check the mobiletaxpreparer.com. And what we do is pretty much, for the local areas, you know, we go to your house, so you don't have to leave your house, like kind of like, you know, like a delivery type of service, like you don't have to worry about anything. We'll go to your house, whether you have internet or not, you know, we go in there, do your thing, email you your copy, do your taxes right there, you know, and explain to you the best outcome.
But if you're not in your area, do you have like a website?
Yes, I could still do it. Yes, because I got clients from Texas, Nebraska, Chicago, Wisconsin, pretty much all over. Yeah. I don't do state taxes, just do federal taxes because I got to know all the laws for the states.
Yeah, you don't want to complicate yourself more.
Yeah, that's way too much for bargain, but that's what's going on. So, the Ripple Ridge crew was born pretty much out of all of us that work together on this installation business because, you know, they've been with me through my, you know, my hardship with my son, and they've been emotional support for me, man. They've been great friends. And I had this idea, I was like, man, let's put this extra pre-tip bot in this. So that's where King Blue, I actually contacted CKJ. And, you know, CKJ was going through something about, you know, they putting fud on his name or whatever, you know, but
we don't talk about like that. I was telling you. We don't talk about that kind of stuff here. But yeah.
Right. But you know, this is that how I come in though. You know, this is that the story.
Just saying like that. We leave it at that because the drama with me.
Oh yeah, I'm not worried about that, you know. And they know how I feel about that. I'll click my thing on. I got time for drama. My time here is
love.
Making sure people do know what's going on. Show love. This is a new crypto revolution we are experiencing. We're supposed to enjoy it. Take everything for what it got, which is part of why I'm here. Like crypto.com. A lot of people know what crypto.com, but do they know how to use it? Do they know that I'm making cryptos? Listen, I'm so far off on it that I don't even use the traditional banks anymore. For what? They don't give me nothing. And I'm scared to even have money in there. You know what the market looking like? Injecting all that thing in there. You know?
get it while it's here.
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, people are like talking about, oh, stake. We could get 18% staking right now. What are you waiting for?
What do you mean? Okay. What are you talking about? Because I want it. What are you talking about?
I gotta get into that. We gotta get it. I guess this will come later. This is part of the crypto.com. I will show you everything. You could get a loan right now. I know everybody knows this one because they got different
There's a couple companies that do loans now, but
exactly. But see, it's the mechanics, man. I'm glad we're having this conversation. This is the mechanics. Maybe people don't. On crypto.com, it's all in one. You do all. You don't have to go. It's FDIC protected. You know, I'm gonna check that out. FDIC.
Wait. Explain that to people because they don't know what FDIC means.
Well, you know, FDIC is the, you know, government insurance. Kind of like pretty much what every bank has, you know.
No, but you're talking like if everybody knows what you're talking about. So what is...
I know. I'm sorry. I apologize. You know,
You're good. You don't have to apologize. I just want to make sure that everybody is following on point, you know, like right behind us. I don't want anybody to get lost. So explain to them what FDIC is for crypto or for whatever is covered by it. Like, does it cover? What does that do?
Okay, like we all know Coinbase, pretty popular, right? We all know Coinbase. Coinbase, everybody loves it because of the regulation standard. They're following regulations. They're doing this, doing that, according to, you know, their roadmap, right? So crypto.com. Oh, I'm sorry, but
the FDIC,
Coinbase is protected by the FDIC, which is the Federal Department Insurance Company. Right.
So if you lose your crypto or something, right, it gets covered, something like that.
Well, the bank, by having FDIC, protects and insures, for example, Coinbase or anybody that's associated with them. All right. Like, let's say me and you, we got money in there. We get robbed or something happens with the exchange, whatever. Our money's covered, homie.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So
crypto.com
crypto.com does that. So like,
crypto.com, I'll could show you later. So I could decipher. I want to decipher everything so people understand what's going on. Because people are like, oh, go ahead. Here's my referral link. Boom, boom. Yeah, but then what? What could you do? You know what to do in there? I'm pretty sure they don't. Many of us do. Many of us don't. Just like you said earlier, you know, many don't know what's going on. People don't even know what FDIC is. So, you know, so to make money, you don't have to really wait for any cryptocurrency to go up in price.
Okay, so now you're getting a little more interesting. You know, a little footing. Don't get too technical. Don't get too technical. I know you're smart, but don't get too technical. All right? Keep it simple.
I got you. No, you know.
I'm kidding. You express yourself.
Sorry, guys. Getting a little cigarette here. Sorry.
It's bad for you, bro. I'm just kidding. I smoke too, but I smoke the good stuff.
The good one.
But what smells good? It smells good. So, but go ahead. Talk to us a little bit more about the crypto.com is FDIC approved. That means your crypto is insured.
Yes.
Did you ever double check on the states where it's actually allowed? Because I know for Oregon, they don't allow a couple of exchanges, but that's because they haven't gotten that far. But I don't know. I haven't checked recently. But if you know, so that you can let us know, because people are gonna try to do it in a certain specific state, and then they're not gonna be able to log on. I don't know if you know exactly what states don't accept it, or is it open wide now, or what's going on with it?
Yeah. When me and XRP did the seminar in Miami, this happened like last week, like 2 weeks ago, the most, right? So we went there. And we got with Maggie and G. Maggie and G, she's the head of marketing, right, okay, for them.
Okay.
Awesome. We took pictures. I think we took pictures. I uploaded that on Twitter. And we were talking, man. We were talking some good stuff. And
what good stuff were you talking about,
dude? There's a lot of stuff. But go on, you got me. Yeah. It's a lot of stuff, but one of the states were in there because I was, you know, I have also friends that are, you know, other states that don't have access to it. It's a good thing and a bad thing. The bad thing is that shows you, the good thing is that it shows you, right, that they are regulated, that they're compliant.
They are. It's compliance throughout the entire market that they're waiting for. You know, right now, you only have a few states that you can actually do what you want with it, you know? So, I don't know if you could touch base on that.
Say that again?
No, to touch base on because you were talking about, you know, some of the states that don't allow it, you know?
Right.
A lot of states do, and you were saying that it was a good thing that it shows you that regulation is moving moving quicker in each state, and it all depends on which state you go to too, and how they. So you can go ahead and keep going.
Yeah. So when I was talking to her, she explained to me that every state is not accepting it. You know, like I think they're running on 36 states. I could be somewhere around that area.
Hold on.
Current states.
Pause. Sorry about that, guys. Complications. Go ahead. The mic.
So it's 36 states, I believe. It could be more, a little less, whatever, but I know it's not all 50. I know Florida is one of them. All right.
You're cracking. You're cracking. Your voice is cracking again. What's going on with that?
God damn, I don't know.
There you go. Talk from there. Like get a little back. And then, you're good. Okay, keep going.
I'm not sure, like, all the states, I can't, like, name them right now. Won't do it because, you know, I don't want to give no false whatever.
False statements.
So, exactly, false statements. So, but they don't do it in every state.
What about Europe? Are they big on Europe?
Yeah.
I have listeners in Europe actually, and Singapore.
Yeah, listen, on Europe, because she said, Maggie, right? This girl, Maggie.
Uh-huh.
She's they come from Hong Kong, all right? That's what they're located, all right, Hong Kong, all right, the headquarters, I would say, and she was telling me that EU, the visa already approved, everything is in approval status, it's just a matter of, you know, just opening up, if they haven't, opening up on some certain areas.
The corridors, like,
ecosystem, baby, that's what I'm saying, ecosystem, we need to help the ecosystem. Stop worrying about the $100. That's gonna come already. We know what we got. Yeah. We know where we at. I know what we checking at.
Uh-oh, hold on. Don't make me FOMO, huh? Don't make me FOMO, though.
Hey.
There's a lot of news. There's a lot of news out there. There's a lot of
it
news.
Is what it is. I see the documents, man. I don't hear people. I just look at the documents.
The what? The what?
Documents.
Okay. Okay. I like that. I like that. So keep going. Keep going. I want to know more. You have me intrigued. Go ahead.
Say what? Sorry about that. I had XRP.
You have a guest there or what? You have a guest?
Yeah. Yeah. XRP 00. You know, my right hand man.
Yo, bring him in.
XRP 00.
What's going on, brother?
Trying to feed a little information to help everybody get better.
Oh, okay. So, Rich, whenever you're done, bring him in, and then he'll go ahead and take over and kind of explain whatever he needs to explain. Like that, you have a double whammy.
You know what? I'm glad you said that because we do got a double whammy because my buddy over here, right, knows a little more about the coin, the cold storage coin.
But don't even get there yet. Explain the .com first, and then we'll.
I'm just going to, give you what he knows about, which is awesome.
Okay.
You brought it up. Give me an idea before I forget it.
Perfect. Get it. What's his name again?
XRP 00.
Okay. And what is he going to explain?
He will explain the cold storage coins.
Which
it's like a Ledger Nano S without all the little, man.
People don't know what that is. So describe it a little bit just over the top so before your friend takes over.
Okay. Actually, I do. I got an actual Litecoin. Let me see. Look at this. I got an actual Litecoin right here that they give us.
That's raw, though. That's
raw. You get it?
Yeah. I can see it perfectly fine. Litecoin.
All right. See? So right here is all the information. I'll give you all this so people can look it up.
That is really study this. So
see this?
Basically, what he's showing is like it's like an encased Litecoin, and it actually has a Litecoin sign on it, so that's pretty cool. And
we're gonna donate that to St. Jude's on the Texas meetup.
Uh-oh.
And have some giveaways on that as well.
Hey,
show that love for people showing that love for us, man.
Hey, I accept the happiness for GMO fund
for the kids, baby, for the kids.
I love the kids. I always give the same to you. So, go ahead. Continue with your friend that he said he was going to come in and give a quick explanation before you.
Yeah, he's going to give. It's pretty much like cold storage wallet. You know, this thing is beautiful because it's fireproof, waterproof. Man, your house burned down. You don't got to worry. You don't need no computers. I mean, this is like a digital safe, like a real safe,
like a vault, physical. like a vault.
Right, you could put $1 million, a million Litecoin on that thing.
You're telling me I could burn it? Cause I got gas. We could test it.
Hey,
I want one tomorrow. We're gonna test it on. We're gonna test it right now. Why? Here. I'll probably burn my house down, but no. safety.
Hey, and you know what's the funny thing about it? When people check this thing out,
I never heard of it.
You'll have Bitcoin, the Bitcoin coin. You could get it in gold, silver.
But like real silver or real gold?
It says, well, I don't know that's why I have that in my hand.
Okay. I'm reloading. That would be cool.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be expensive. I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
But the copper is like the one we looked up. It was like $20. I mean, it's really affordable. Anybody could buy it.
Hello? So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, it's $20, but you have to.
Way less than the Nano S. Wait,
can you store any crypto in there or it has to be that specific?
Okay, just like let's say you got the, you know how everybody got the Ledger, right? You got to download your wallet to put in that wallet. You cannot put XRP on a Bitcoin wallet.
It's no, of course. We understand that. I get it, but you could put, you said it was like a Nano, let's say for example, I get the Bitcoin coin.
Right, you can only put Bitcoin in it.
That's what I wanted to. I wanted to know. So you have to let people know that, because then they'll buy it like a Nano, where you can put a whole bunch of different crypto.
No. You can put. You have different coins. They have right now. For what I see, I think they had a Bitcoin. They had a Litecoin. They have Ethereum. You could buy Monero. Dash.
I like that.
Digibyte.
You could buy Digibyte?
Yeah, I think you could buy Digibyte.
Oh, you think?
As a matter of fact,
you need to know.
XRP looking it up right now so we can confirm that. And I'll give you a confirmation on that doing you know, when he pull it up and let me know.
Okay.
But I think they do Digibyte, if I'm not mistaken. So and they're working on XRP as well.
So that's pretty much like a fund. Like you put it in that wallet and you save it for your kid, or you put it away and you know, maybe like a long-term hold, or it's something that you hold, because you're not going to get that for just anything, you know, like that has to be for like something that you value, that you want to put away. Maybe you want to store it and you want to put it in a stock and forget about it.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. I got you. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I like that.
And but you can't lose it. You see what I'm saying?
You put it, I know, and you can burn it, but we're going to test that.
Yeah.
You got to send me one. I want to test it.
15,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
1900. Yeah, things takes up to 1900 Fahrenheit.
That's crazy. Tell him to come in and explain. Tell him to come in and explain.
Well, he got way more knowledge than me on this one. So okay. Here we go. Hold on. Give me guys. You already know I'll come back with that crypto.
That fire.
You know it.
What's going on, boss man?
Good. How are you today?
Before you get started, good. And yourself?
Good, man. Thank you very much.
Before you get started, introduce yourself. And tell people.
I'm XRP 00. I'm only really known so much on Twitter, donating to St. Jude's, trying to help the children out with helping Ripple Rich. He's had a long story. We're just trying to make everybody in a better place.
Oh, I like that. I like that. So now you can go ahead. I just wanted a quick over the top so people get to know.
Right. And so what I'm promoting, what we've come to find out anyways, this cold storage coin, it can be burned at 1900 degrees. They've tested it already. It's salt proof, it's everything proof. You could just, the only bad thing is if you lose it, you've lost your coins. There's a code here, the code that you see on this side, that is your input code. To get it out, you peel that sticker off and it's laser etched in there to get your currency back out.
Oh, that's nice though. That's really nice.
Yes. Yeah, so I mean, as long as you leave that on, nobody could ever get in to get your currency out until you wanted to actually do it yourself.
You know what? I might get some of that. You know why? Because I always think about the people that don't, like, for example, you know how you have a cousin or a brother or a grandmother or whatever that you tell them about it and they don't believe you, you know, or they're not really into it because they don't know. Yeah. Well, that'll be a good idea to get some, put it in there for them so that they have some in the long term. They don't have to believe in it, but the day that something does happen, they got to store it in there, you know. And you look at it. That's awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome.
And it can't be destroyed to a point. I mean, they've tested it.
You know what the cool part about it, though? The cool part that I think is. It doesn't have like an insert, right? You don't have to put like a...
No, not at all. No insert to a computer at all whatsoever. It's cold storage. Never touches online.
That's
you have an app that you use to deposit on there. And once it's on there, it's on there.
Wait, so you don't even connect it to a computer. You don't do none of that.
Not at all. It never touches the internet at all.
That
which
is
makes insane. It that much better to keep your currency safe.
That's amazing. I think so.
I agree with you. I have a Nano myself. But it goes online. So at some point in time, if somebody figures that out, they could eventually get to it. This
you can't. That's awesome. You know why? Because I have friends out there that they still don't like the Nano because you still got that 16-word phrase and the whole nine and this.
Yes.
And then you connect it and you forget your PIN. So this makes it a little easier. So it works based on an app and an edged scanning, like a scanning system.
Correct. And it's cheaper. $20 per the coin that you want to actually get. You know, you don't have all the extra coins in there that you don't aren't purchasing. You just purchase the one you want and load it up and you're good to go.
That's pretty awesome. So
it's pretty good. It's a good little deal. We got it at the crypto.com meeting. Excellent thing.
That's awesome. Yeah, I saw Rich was holding it, but I wanted him to kind of explain it himself too. And that's awesome that you guys had the opportunity to actually explain it. That's pretty great.
Yes, definitely.
And you said that you can get various different ones.
Yeah, there is 8 coins out right now. There's Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, Monero, Potcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, and Waves.
Wow! So you got a diversity of it. That's pretty awesome. That's awesome. That's really good.
And they're actually working on more. They say the more reports they have for whichever currency that they need, that's the coin that'll come out next.
Okay.
So all the others are coming. They're just starting.
So tell Rich to send me one so I could burn it. I'm gonna put a whole Bitcoin in one And I want to burn.
I'm gonna give you one at the meetup. I'll give you one at the meetup.
No, I'm messing around. I'm not gonna do that. I wouldn't even do that. Period.
Yeah, well, you never know. But I mean, they tested it, at least according to theirs. They put it through fire, salt water, everything, and it's not broken.
They show it in the website.
Yes.
So I'll put the website in the description, and I will go ahead and leave like a little detailed message there to go, you know, click on it and see what we're talking about. So
yeah, and if you look through it, it'll show you the testing that they've done and the points that they have, and
that's what I wanted to see. Yeah, because that shows more of a. That shows more of an interest, you know? So.
Yes, definitely. So, it's a good, safe way to keep your currency.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I appreciate you coming on and explaining everything about the coin.
Yes, thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it.
No problem. No problem, brother. Whenever you want. And if you want to have your own session, you let me know.
All right. And then I want to also give a quick shout out to King Blue for helping us out. I mean, I really appreciate it. He's been great with us, helping us through this whole thing. At CKJ, a little bit, he's been out there putting our name out there too. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Anybody that helps and supports is good in our book.
Yeah, and everybody in this ecosystem that's here is great. Thank everybody. I appreciate everything, man.
Yeah, no problem. Let me know if you ever want to get on and talk a little more about it.
Absolutely. Thank you for that.
I got you, brother. No problem.
And here comes Ripple Rich again.
Yes, sir.
Yo.
Hey, what's up? What's your name, man?
Let's talk about money. That's what I want. Let's talk about money.
Continue your session.
give him a review
real quick of what you were talking about prior, so people you know, they refresh, because they just went from one thing to another. So refresh them on what it is that you were talking about before, just quick, over the top.
Let me go ahead and go back, and we're talking about crypto.com and all the benefits and perks that we could use today, right now. All right. I myself, like I said before, use myself as a guinea pig, try and do this, do that, to learn how things, you know, so I could talk to you about it, like, yeah, I'm doing now.
How things work in out in the real world, you know.
Right. So you know, I got the account, had it for like months now. Ever since, I think I remember Peru. I think Peru got it before I did.
Peru tested.
And he came on like, yeah, he was like, look, I got mine, Rich. I got my like, bro, mine ain't come yet, man.
I wish I could get that.
Peru, you got me, buddy. You got
me.
So, well, mine came finally. So, you know me, I started going in there. Started looking in, reading on, getting on. So after I did all my research, and I was, you know, not skeptical no more about any other exchange besides, you know, any wallet besides Coinbase and Binance and this stuff. So I looked at it, and I got it, and I got the card, man. And I said, you know what? Why do I have the card if I, you know, just got it? What, for throw pictures at, man? Hold up, man. I got in. So this is what I started doing. And I'm doing this myself. I'm not telling anybody to do this. I'm just giving you an idea how I'm doing it and how I'm making this money.
Because you're not a financial advisor, right?
Not financial advisor. Okay. This is for entertainment, educational. You know, you could just learn, you know, and do your own research. Even I might have things I don't even know about that I hope somebody come up and teach us anything. Okay. This is like a brand new thing. Awesome. And we need to just be on it, not watch it, what other people use it.
Whoa. You scare me, man. Hard. I can't even get it, so I'm heartbroken.
Man, it's that, bro, it's, watch. I'm going to show you. So I'm going to talk about one of the things. Okay. Let's go talk about the crypto versus the traditional market. I'm talking about the banks, right?
Okay, this, so you're talking about fiat, right? You're talking about fiat and cryptocurrency.
Versus crypto.
Okay. Right. And what's fiat? Paper money, right?
Paper money, green money. Soon to go to Gabooie. All right. But anyway, that's just another story. But how I do this? Okay. So I said, you know, I looked at, they got a lot of perks. That's why I like crypto.com. That's why I was interested in them. They got perks. They got, like, for example, one of the perks is you get 80% on your crypto asset.
80 or 18?
18. 1-8.
1-8, okay.
Where do you get 18%?
But you just, okay, but you get 18% just for holding it in there while you're out using it?
You stake it, all right?
Also, oh, it's staking, okay.
You stake it. You go, you know, you stake it.
What's staking? What is staking? You got to explain yourself, remember?
You know, they got, it's beautiful, really, man. You got flexible terms. Staking is like, you know, like, how can I compare it to like,
staking is like holding.
Like a CD. You know how you put a CD and you got to mature.
How long are the terms?
Okay, you got 3 months.
Okay.
You got flexible terms, like monthly. I think they got quarterly, they got monthly. I mean, you got to really kind of like go look into it. You know, I don't have it open right now, but you are flexible to do it.
Okay.
It's like, awesome. You know, you could pull out, you could hold it for 2 months, 3 months, whatever. And they pay you interest every 7 days.
And regardless, you're going to hold it no matter what until it goes up, right? So might as well.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I want to touch on that as well. I'm glad you mentioned that. I want to touch on that. On that holding part, how you can make money on that, or how I'm making money on that while I'm waiting for this thing to blow up.
So I'm getting on the bus. I'm getting on the bus right now, and I'm going to school. And you're the teacher, so teach.
Don't do it like that,
Professor Rich in the building.
Don't do it like that, man. I'm just happy, you know. I got to, you know, learn this. And I'm happy here with you, man. I'm glad you're doing this, and we could share with the public
what's really going
on and how we could get a couple bucks, man. Because, bro, I mean, we all come from the hard knocks, man. Hard job, 9 to 5. We don't have the time, the energy, to put study on or work. We got kids, just 1,000
things. Everybody has a life, and not everybody has time to do research or whatever. That's why they rely on us. So we got to make sure we give them the right.
Exactly, man.
That's what I'm trying to do. I try to give them the most information that I can, educational information.
Okay. So I'm trying to get, XRP is trying to help me out because I'm pulling out my account from the crypto.com so I could really kind of touch everything.
And show
because I want to proof and tell, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. How it's working out for
me. Yeah, we would love that. But you're gonna. Okay. Let me see.
Can you see this? Can you?
No.
Let me see if I can focus for long.
Well, you can see it from here. Yeah. I can see it. MCO.
You see what's it? MCO rewards.
XRP deposits. MCO rewards. MCO rewards. Wow. So you're getting all that reward from the staking?
Yep. Yeah. No. That's another perk. That's just. I'm just talking. Staking is a whole different demon.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Exactly, my friends, a lot, and I don't think people know what the hell they're talking about, and they need to understand that the ecosystem is here, people. All
so
right,
how do you get that? I want to know because now I'm curious.
All right, so you log. Obviously, you gotta register crypto.com. They give you $50 off rip if you use somebody's referral code. I'm gonna put my referral code. You'll get $50 immediately. As soon as signing up, you get $50 MCO.
Perfect.
MCO is the crypto.com coin. That's the thing that's run the liquidity. So guess what?
Stable coin.
It's
a stable coin.
No, it's not a stable
coin. It's not? Okay. So you get enough.
It fluctuates. I think it's like 4 cents, 5 cents right now.
Okay, so they give you enough of that coin to accumulate.
No, wait, MCO. No, yeah, because they got two. They got MCO, which is like somewhere around $5. And then they got GROW, which is CRO, which this is the one they use to run liquidity.
Okay,
right?
gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, to run the liquidity part.
I got you. You're good. I'm sorry for interrupting, but I'm excited about it. So, go ahead.
So, but guess what?
What?
It's an active product.
I know, but I can't use it. I'm in Oregon.
Damn it, man. Oregon. Damn.
No, it's simple. I'm just going to send all my crypto to you, and that's it.
No, not responsible.
I'm kidding, guys. Don't do that. I'm just kidding.
Listen, I got an idea. Come to Florida, get your account, get your stuff, and then you have one.
or I could just get a safety deposit box and just leave it in there.
And deliver it. There you go. See, but you see, I'm glad we did this. You see that? Yeah. We used mechanics to get around this. You see what I'm talking about? Just like back in the day, to buy XRP, man. You had to go to Binance and exchange Bitcoin.
Oh,
talk
about that. I had a whole video on that. It was explaining on how hard it was to get anything back then, and like we didn't have help back then. That's why I do this with pleasure, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So on the 18%, let's go back to that. That's called crypto earn. They have a whole article on it. When people just put crypto.com, they will get a better idea. All right. And on crypto.com, let me see. I pull it. XRP pulled it out. Can you see this?
You can hold it closer.
Those are all the coins you can stake and earn on.
Oh, hold on. Okay. Hold up. Back a little bit. A little back. There you go. So you got MCO, you got Ripple, you got Ethereum, you got Bitcoin, you got EOS, you got Litecoin, Binance Coin, and you got Stellar. So it pretty much holds all our main coins.
Right. Those are all those that you could stake right now.
Okay.
All right. Did you see this? You see this little green box with on your right here? Hold on. Let me see if I could get it so you could zoom in.
Bring it close. Closer. So those are the percentages. That's 18% right there. But how come on the bottom?
Didn't I say that before?
Yeah. But how come on the bottom it says 8%?
Because you have different coins offer different earning percentages.
So, yeah, you would
have. So if you got XRP and you're gonna stake, you got there's a minimum on stake for you to earn, you know, this thing. But it's flexible. That means you could pull out and do anytime you want. But for a lesser earn percentage, you see what I'm saying?
How big is crypto.com? Because you know, in order for somebody to trust a kind of like a bank or like an upholder, like what you're explaining, that they stake coins in exchange, how is it that they how big are they, you know, are they reliable? You know, these are all questions that people ask themselves.
Yeah, and very good questions. I agree. That's the first thing I do before I even get into a crypto, man.
Good.
Find out all these questions, because you know, hey, remember Mountain Dox? A lot of people don't even remember
Mount
that.
Dox, yeah, no, people know what Mountain Dox is because I explained it on the show. That's Jeb McCaleb was the actual founder of Mountain Dox.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
yeah. I've done my research.
Yeah, man. Hey, that's scary.
Don't come up with questions.
That's scary. So you know, you look at it, every coin you have XRP might be 6%, but on a flexible term. If you put 3 months term, it will probably jump up to 12%. All right. So, you know, whatever it is, people could work for whatever interests them, right? Whatever they feel right to them, right? So what I'm saying is this is how I do it. So all right. I'll explain this and then go back to the earn so you can understand exactly where I'm coming from. So I got, and I'm going to show, I don't have it right now. I tried to do it before the show, you know, to get you that out because I like to show and tell. All right, leave it there. XRP already got me the earns. Oh, you got flexible. So let me get back on that. You got flexible 1 month term and 3 month term. And you got 3 options you could choose on that, whatever you want. So people understand that. Okay, the traditional market. I'm not gonna name a bank, okay, for legal issue things. All right. So I got my account. I got $100,000. I will shoot you my statements so you could see this and people could see what I'm talking about. I'm giving you the raw what it is.
Yeah, I'll put it on the video.
Actual money with the actual bank. Everything, right? So I got $100,000 on a savings account. Do you know how much they gave me of interest on a month based?
Why don't you tell us?
47 cents.
Huh? 40.
See why I want to share it? Yes, 40. You will see this. I will show you this on my statement that I got paid interest on $100,000. Well, so about 47%, right? I mean, 47 cents, right? On the 100,000. No, I looked at that and I was like, nah, man, nah. So guess what I did? I started low first, right? I put and stake a nice amount.
Okay.
I'm getting $5K, right?
Okay.
Just start. Because, you know, if this thing with the 18, we got to be real. We're talking about we need to put volume. $200.
All right. The mic sounds horrible. Hold on one second. There you go, man. Them difficulties, I don't want you sounding like a robot.
Nah, it's all good, man. You know, sorry, this is me, man. I'm on, you know, the phone or whatever. Okay, so
it's all good. It's all good. I'm sorry for that, but go ahead and continue. All
right, so I did the 5K with the purpose of getting at least 10%, right?
Okay.
And that 47 cents that I got in the month period, I got $50. That's a big change.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? That's what I mean by using the system. You say if you have volume.
Wait a minute. So you said off 100,000, you only in a real bank, right? Like a
right in a traditional bank, right?
Traditional bank, you got 47 cents or how much was it?
100K. I will shoot that up to you so you know everybody that see the video, grab some proof and tell that I'm not just talking any game here and that I'll do it. I just showed you the 18%, so that anybody could. You got that.
Hey.
But here, I will show you the actual 100,000 with the 47 cents.
And it's funny because I'm going to have somebody that's going to come on the show. You know how you prepare taxes and stuff? Well, he just made an investment on something similar, but it's a solo 401k. Instead of it being like a John was telling me about that. I'll introduce him later. I mean, we'll shoot a video, but I just wanted to talk to you about that because he told me today. So that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is. I'd like to learn about that thing there.
Yeah, that's another little
trick. Yeah. See, it's knowledge is power, man.
Knowledge is power.
The XRP army coming together, baby. Ow!
XRP the way to be, hey.
Hey, I love crypto. I love it. Oh man. Hey, so that is one way to make money. It just depends how much you have. Just, there's better options out there. People need to, stop being afraid and just look up things. Like, look, I looked up crypto.com. I know they're good. They're FDIC protected. That's all I need to care about. I know they're working with the government. They got a Visa logo on the card that I will show the video on that. I gave you a video on that. So you can look at that. That's another thing, all right? So this is the Visa card right here. Can you get it?
Yeah, that's awesome.
The reason I'm showing you.
Don't show the numbers.
No, I didn't. Hey, but so what I do, that was just one way to make money. I just gave you one example, right? Second example, another perk. So by you loading money, cash, you can load. Yeah, you can load when you load money like through your bank. You know how you buy a crypto or anything like that. You could put it on XRP. You could put it on Bitcoin. So so this is how this works. This is how I'm doing. I'm explaining this so you can understand how I do this.
Okay.
All right. So what I do is I buy XRP because that's my number one holding. Right. I'm not even playing games. Right. XRP, VeChain. One, number two.
But what are you? It's a big talk. So why don't you explain to us about the IPO? What do you think about the whole IPO thing that's going on? Do you know about it or no?
I haven't gotten into it.
You haven't really been able to review it. Okay. Just wondering.
Yeah, I gotta review it because I remember you told me something about that. I wanted to get with you on that.
Okay.
So you got, I know you know your stuff on that stuff. I need you to put me up on game on that, brother.
I'll talk about it, but right now the show is for you to go ahead and express it, and then I'll maybe touch base with that later on. But I just wanted your opinion on it because you're a tax man, you're a good man, you're crypto.com man, meaning that you know how to. you're everywhere, bro. You're everywhere. Mm. So I kind of wanted to touch base, but go ahead.
So basically, what I do is, there's two perks on this little explanation here.
Uh-oh.
First is, there's two, yes. Because, it's the mechanics, right? You gotta use mechanics, right?
Uh-oh.
So what I do, all right, I pay my bills with pretty much 80% of us, US citizens, residents, use our bank accounts or a Wells Fargo card or Bank of America card, whatever, to use to pay our bills. This and that, what I mean?
For daily
use,
period.
Me and XRP, we sat, we go, man, we in crypto. Uh-oh. You know what I mean? exactly. And we switched completely the economic roadmap on our agenda. We went straight crypto. What I mean by that is, I have $0 in my account. Yeah, I don't even play with that. I have it. Why? Because I'll hold XRP, right?
Okay.
And then when I need to pay my bill, at the moment I need to pay my bill, I take the exact amount that I need. And then I get rewards in MCO, which is the other crypto we talked about earlier.
So you could
every out. Single transaction.
So you could pull out from staking?
Yes. If you put it on a flexible term.
Oh, okay. So, okay, that makes sense. See, you need to explain these details because
people
need to know. Yeah. XRP is touching on, like, let me touch something real quick. That is, you know, you load up to your crypto wallet. You know, you got your, that's your wallet. Crypto.com become your wallet, right? With all these coins. You could actually get VET in there. So you could get other coins that, you know, it's kind of hard. Getting like
coin, yeah, based on that, which is you showed me the
okay. All right, so I'll go ahead and load it up, pay my bill, and get crypto. Okay, so every card that you get has a percentage, like the one I just showed you, the blue one, I think it's 1% rewards back. The big one that they give is, I think it's the Ruby or the Arcard, I'm not sure, but I think they give you like up to 5% back on every transaction you do with your card. Now, I went to the tests, okay. And I did it, and I started doing it, and they are accepted everywhere with no problem, no hiccups, no nothing. Then, this is the good part. This is the second perk.
Before you continue, because I like this, but let's say, for example, you only have XRP in it, whatever, and you don't think about changing it to USD.
Oh, no.
You could just use it to the dollar amount of whatever crypto you have, right?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, so I just want to make that clear.
Yes. So basically, what we do now, I went to the ATM. Let's see if we could actually get the cash out, right?
Yeah, and you gave me a video on that. So
yeah.
We'll play it for them.
And okay.
Then we'll return. Okay?
Okay. Do it.
So this is Ripper Rich with the Crypto.com card. I'm going to check the ATM. No fees, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. All right. No fees. No fees.
Okay, that was pretty cool. I'm telling you, that was pretty cool. Let me tell you. I mean, I've seen the ATMs, but that didn't look like a regular ATM. Well, what kind of ATM was that? Was that a crypto ATM or was that a regular ATM?
That was a regular ATM on your traditional card, right? What I mean by that, you know, traditional, your regular bank everyday thing, right? You put that card, you do the same process I just did, and a screen will come out and say, hey, do you accept the 250, 350, 450 transaction fee, whatever, right? Fee, and you get charged, right?
That's when you're using,
well, you just saw.
When you're using traditional money, right?
Right.
Okay.
So look, I need money, I need cash. Look, I just showed you. I got it out no fees.
And that's with any ATM? And that's with any ATM.
That's it. That was actually at the Wawa. And it's from PNC. You can see it on the video.
What's a Wawa? You know,
Wawa.
Remember, people are from all
over. Yeah. Wawa is pretty much like,
a corner store?
Yeah, like a convenience store, gas station, but kind of big out here in Florida, pretty much everywhere.
That's cool. Yeah.
You could go to a PNC bank and do that transaction there. I haven't discovered any other ATMs because, you know, they're associated with different, you know, companies and different banks or whatever, and they do want to get their money. But PNC's, they're, you know, XRP, you know, they get it for free. And that's what I'm trying to show you. The perks are out here already. Why would you use your regular ATM, I mean, your debit card, credit card, whatever, and get hammered?
You're not getting no money off.
Exactly. At least I get crypto for it. Isn't that the whole idea?
Man, I wish I could get it, bruh.
Hey, I know, man. And for those who can, you know what hurts? You know what hurts?
But wait, you don't have to have the card. You could do the staking on the exchange, right?
Yes.
So why don't you have to have
the card? The card is for you to spend your crypto, you know?
You're going to make me cry, bro. I'm over here thinking that's only with the card and shit, man. Like, damn, bro. That's three times you make me cry, bro.
I'm sorry, B. Yo, do you got Kleenex around, man? Because it's not over, man.
Oh.
Bro, there's so much in this.
I love that.
That's on a couple of the other perks. Let me see.
You had told me about the about being able to use your card, about being able to do it on the exchange, that it's not just on your card. So you could actually stake it on the exchange, even if you're on a state that you can't get the card, you could still stake it?
Yes.
So if I'm from Oregon, I can still use the exchange, I just can't get the card.
Right.
That's cool.
Yeah. Because they made it clear to us that it's coming United States, like all United States. They just, you know.
Like Binance US. You can't use it in certain
Like states. Binance US, exactly. They're coming.
I don't get paid for promoting or anything like that with any of those. This is education.
Me neither. I don't get this crypto.com thing. They're not giving me a dime. Just want to make that clear. They're not giving us nothing. They didn't even tell us. They didn't pay us nothing. I just love what they're doing here. Right.
And give the opportunity to other people.
But I can give the opportunity, man. People make money because I'm actually making money right now with it. And ecosystem, mass adoption. This is all it. It's here. We need to collaborate. We need to get all our heads together. All that, you know, gifts that we all carry here.
Thank you, Rich.
Apply it, baby.
I have to say that, you know, because at least you were thinking about people. That's cool. I like that.
Hey, it's what it's all about, man. It's a brand new, you know, thing happening. Hey, my love. That's why I respect most, you know, Peru, because he shows so much love and always showing out there, man. Just, you know.
Yeah, the people.
Good peeps, man. And I'm glad we have people like that in the community, like XRP Venture, Learning from Real Estate, XRP Venture, with the Pondy X. You know I love that Pondy X video, boy.
No.
I was like, you see my dog with the Pondy X, boy. Hey, I hope people know that if they have an X wallet integrated in the phone, they could sign in all the way to 2020. Was it 2029?
I don't know.
I think so. Look at I think it is.
What are you talking about? Whoa.
They got this perk, and I don't know if they still have it. I know that I still get it because this was like way back, right? They had the perk where every time you sign in, just signing in, they give you Bitcoin, like a little portion of Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Pondy X. All right? Every time.
That's cool. All right? What about, so you got to promise me one thing, though.
What's up, bud?
You got to have a show about taxes and crypto.
Because
people, that's one of people. No, I touched base on it again because that's one of the topics that people really want to cover.
But now, I'm gonna touch a little something about that. I'm doing more homework on that, all right? Because I know that we all, let's say this thing happens to tomorrow, and we have an issue where we're gonna get clocked about, what is it, 30%, right? Mm-hmm. When you do your cash out. What I'm trying to tell you is, cash out to what? Cash out what? You could use, all right. So when you, this is what I'm saying. You cannot get away, all right, from the tax. You know, they're gonna tax you. All right, tax me, but you ain't gonna tax me 30%. You're gonna tax me 7, 10, whatever, you know, you come up with here, right?
How do you do that?
By keeping crypto. Doing what we do, what we're talking about right now.
By staking, you can do that?
You could actually, all right. So
that's crazy.
Look, listen to this. When do you get taxed? When you sell, when you buy, when you trade, right?
Oh, but when you hold, you could.
Mechanics.
No, you're crazy.
Now they're going to charge us. They're going to charge us because we bought it or we exchanged. But if you start, you know, limiting yourself from all that.
Guys, listen to this. If you stake it and you're doing your taxes on that amount.
Real quick, just to, you know, I'm all over the place. There's so much more, man. There's so much good knowledge. People could just look it up and then get right on track. But I will show you the X wallet for the X for the Pundi X. And actually, I haven't claimed today. So I'm going to claim it right here in your show. Right here. Look. Claim.
Where?
See that?
Wait. Hold on. Hold it. Oh, I see it. The claim button. Yeah.
Let me see. Hold up. Right there.
Claim?
Look. See that?
Yeah.
I see it.
So you got 50 Pundi X, you got point, and then you got point at Bitcoin. Oh, that's nice, bro. That's nice. I like
see, they just gave me a little bit of everything right there. Blah, blah, blah. Every time I sign into the year 2029. Now it's cheap.
That's Pundi X.
X wallet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But let's not get into that. We'll get into that another day because you're going to get confused.
I know. It's so much love. But, you know, I just throw it out there. You could know. I could show you about the claim thing. Is there. You know, I like to show and tell, man. I tell you something, I'm going to show you.
That's cool.
You know
what I mean? I like that.
Yeah. So, all right. So, moving on to the taxes thing, right? We're talking about the taxes thing. So, the way I figure it, right? Remember, I got to do more research. It's not financial advice. Things for people to look at, study.
I don't do financial advice either. Entertainment.
I like that. Never.
Well, we're for the people, so we try to give information. Go ahead.
So that little mechanic strategy will keep you from paying Uncle Sam those 30%. By buying, now they're gonna get me because I bought.
That's insane.
They're gonna.
You drove me crazy with that.
Yeah, they're gonna make me. Now I'm gonna buy it, obviously with USD. To get my crypto, right? So they're gonna, you know, charge you. They're gonna do, you know, the taxes then. When you buy it or you trade it. All right.
You sell it.
Excuse me?
You trade it or you sell it back to the exchange?
Whenever, this is the only way they could tax you. They could tax you by buying the crypto, trading the crypto, and selling the crypto, right? Okay. So if you hold the crypto, you already got taxed, right? So it's there. They can't do nothing because you ain't done no transaction. It's still solid. It's still there. They can't double jeopardy on it. You feel me? So now, when you sell, of course, you're going to get clocked, especially if we go up on price and make all this, you know,
money
on it. So what I do, sell what? This ecosystem, baby, is getting prepared. Look at all the money that's getting dropped. Everywhere, all the institutions adopting.
People are just holding thousands and thousands and thousands of crypto, and they're not even taking advantage of it.
Exactly, though.
Because I know people, which I'm not going to disclose any names, but I know people that have 1 million VET or 2 million XRP or
just sitting, watching the market play with the money going down and up. And I have a very, you know, I follow TA. I love what Mr. Level Up, you know, I follow him. Awesome.
I've seen him on CKJ show. He's a really good guy.
Real good guy, you know. Some TA gurus that I've known.
Okay.
But personally, I only use TA to kind of tell me how, you know, kind of look at the system. Do I follow it? Do I put my heart on it? No. Why? Because we all know that this market is manipulated. And those who don't think it's not, I don't want to even, you know.
Yeah, well, you don't have to go anyone, there. But you don't have to go there. But yeah, I mean, there's no other way that the things that we've seen, well, at least for the older people inside of crypto, he says manipulated because there's certain aspects that are unexplainable. And
exactly.
And that's the reason why everybody thinks it's manipulated, just like XRP not going up, or XRP dropping, or a coin just dropping off for no reason, or it just things that have happened, and we've all noticed it, and right. That's why he's pretty much explaining himself about the manipulation, so that the people that don't know get an understanding of what he's talking about. Go ahead.
Thank you. Oh, man, and you know, that's my, you know, my criticism on it, so I don't... look at TA much. I look at the news, what's going, the adoption, what's happening, the paperwork, the seals, the you know, partnerships, everything that's been already on
established, yeah, on paper.
Right. I don't go aside from that, because that's the truth right there. So people are like, oh, this, all that. No, stay logic. It's simple. XRP on the bull run that I remember very well went up, skyrocket, dude, without nothing, not even close
to what we have now. Yeah.
We have now. Logic, right? 1 + 1 = 2. That little math right there equals 3 to me. You understand?
Yeah.
Logic.
You can't break that.
You know it's manipulated right there and then.
Okay. I got you, bro.
You see what I'm saying? And I could give you 1,000, but that's not, you know, that's not even that.
Yeah, we're not here for that yet.
What? So let's go making money with the card. I'm gonna give out a situation because you know we got people that got money, got people that don't have money, struggling, man, and I know exactly what they're going through.
It's in general,
right, man?
This is for the rich, like it's for the poor, like it's for the guy in the corner, like it's for anybody.
Huh? Yep. Hey, XRP touch a point. It's free to sign up, and you get the $50, man, which is awesome. $50 in crypto, the way you asked me. So you get that off rip, and then you start making money off rip.
You know, I'm all about that shit. I mean, fudge. I'm all about that fudge.
Ride the market, right?
Let me tell you something, though. I never lose, bro.
Exactly.
You know, when I lose, I don't lose. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Oh, when it goes down, I'll be like, yeah! Woo! Hit the money time! It's party over here.
What is it? What is it? The other day, I put, instead of the money team? The money team, TMC, whatever, the money team, TMT, like, CMT, you know, crypto money team.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty neat, but yeah, that's cool. So keep going. What was the point of the story again? I got caught up.
Now the thing is here, he bought at 40 cents. Let's say just 40 for the sake of argument, right? He bought 40 cents, right? But at 40 cents, I was like, Donnie, because I found out that in crypto.com, they also give you an instant loan for your crypto. Now, a lot of people, I know a lot of people, don't do that, blah, 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 whatever.
And they don't check your credit or what?
Nah, no credit check, no nothing. You get an instant loan on the amount of crypto you have, all right?
Oh, on the amount of crypto you have.
Right. So you've got $10,000 in crypto, you get $10,000 like right now.
So it's like margin.
Right. But not actually margin. Right?
It doesn't matter. Margin's not a bad thing. As long as you know how to put it into place. We're not going to talk about that.
Right. That's another monster itself.
Another body.
But, so you get the loan. You get an interest rate. Right now, I don't remember. I got so many numbers in this taxes thing. So they got an interest rate. But whatever the interest rate is, right, I don't care. What I care is the objective here. I don't really remember it right now.
Okay, but
you can look all this up. You can look up the interest on this, on the crypto.com. They tell you everything you need to know about it. Okay. All right? So he goes, I tell you this, the interest rate on it ain't nothing
compared
for the value.
Yeah, Yeah, because right now, if you need like a personal loan or something, the interest rate is like 25%, some crazy number. 60%.
Use your crypto to get the money. Now, this is all crypto, remember. It's not no fiat here. It's all crypto. Correct. Everything revolves around crypto. I'm not talking about, when I talk about anything, it's not, I'm past fiat already. I don't even.
Yeah, everything you touch, yeah, we know that everything you touch based on was based off of, but remember, it has a value. So,
yeah.
Take it out, and it's you're pretty much getting fiat if you want fiat. But if you don't want a fiat, then it's fine. You can it works both ways because you got your
both ways, right?
Yeah, you got your stable coins. You can switch it to a stable coin. And it's worth a dollar. So
right. So he did it. He got the loan, got it instant. He had about like about $1,000 on it, right? So he got it out. This is like a, this reminds me like the pawn. You need the money, you pawn your chain, you get it back out. So I told him, look, get it out. Look at this. It actually worked out pretty good for us because look, he got it out at 19, right? Uh-huh. He got it out at 19. And then what he did was he got the money out. It was less than what he had put on, of course, you know, the value is less. So he pulled out. And used to pay the bills, whatever. He got up a little again, you know, and paid the interest, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, to get the crypto right back. But he came in, remember, he bought at 40.
Yeah.
All right. And then he got back in with the same money at 19.
Oh shit.
Get it?
Yeah, so he doubled up. He doubled. That's crazy. That's dope. I like that.
It's called right in front of our fingertips. Oh, don't use it shows me solving some problems, buddy.
Which fingertip? Which one? So they know like the size, like this. All right. No, but we're gonna have to like wrap it up because it's gotten real long. Anytime you want.
Oh yeah, man.
Is there anything else you want to touch base on?
Oh man, just you know, just want to give love, man. Hey, thank you very much, man, for having me on your show. Love it. The good work. We're standing behind you 100,000%, man, because we love what you're doing. Keep educating those guys. Anybody who want to give the ear up, you know.
Appreciate it.
Hey, that's why we're here. That's why I'm here, showing some love, you know. And I also like to, you know, King Blue, one love. Love you, buddy. Thank you for everything. The meetup in Texas, man, you guys got to get up. Get on that. Get on the Twitter page.
I can't wait.
Can't wait either, man. It's going to be big. Me, XRP, trying to get the whole Ripple Rich crew out there.
We're doing a video out there.
Yeah, we're going to have shirts. We're going to have gifts, kind of like, you know, raffles and stuff like that.
Yep.
Cryptocurrency game. Oh, we'd like to also give a huge shout out to Cricket. All right, Cricket. Yep. Love you, Cricket. Cricket did the shirts, doing the shirts for us, did the banners.
Yeah. But he printed them out or he gave you the design?
Oh, he did the design for the banner. Blue already kind of had it. He kind of modified it a little bit.
I like that.
And then he did it. But he did the actual, you know, like the flag with the crypto booth and all that stuff that he did all that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he helped out for the kids, man. He's doing it for St. Jude's. And thank you, Cricket. Love you, buddy. Thank you. For real, man. And got a huge shout out, XRP, my buddy over here, man. Always, you know, making sure I don't mess up things.
XRP is Chad, right?
Yeah, Chad. Okay. Sorry about that. You see? Chad.
No, I know. I told you,
buddy, right here, buddy.
Yeah. Every time you say
CKJ, Spanish Fly, XRP Venture. Rough Rican,
he rough.
Let's also give a shout out to Senator Mel, here in Florida, that gave us the opportunity also to reconfigure his office and give us some good advice on how to go about, you know, St. Julian's.
The only thing I'm gonna ask from you, is first of all, thank you for coming on the show and showing everybody and talking about crypto.com. I know a lot of people were curious about it. Showing me love. And I wanted to also ask you to do your research on the taxes, and I need you to give me something on the taxes because the people want to know about the taxes.
Hey, I did. I gave you some good stuff.
You did. You did. You gave me a piece of candy.
I told you how to already save for 15%. The other one is going to Puerto Rico, and everybody knows that.
Uh-oh. I didn't know that. I didn't know that, but now I do.
No.
You know where I'm going. You know where I'm going.
That's another video.
For real. But thank you very much for being on the show, and appreciate you big time.
Hey, man, love you, brother. Hey, St. Jude's, baby, we're coming, man. Let's do this, people.
All day. Oh, and another thing, BitTrue.
BitTrue.
Yeah, because I'm an affiliate with BitTrue, so, you know, they help me out. It helps you out. You go into a raffle, you make like 260,000 XRP with a raffle, if you win, obviously. But whatever, it's a chance to take. If you win it, hey, it's not going to hurt.
Oh, man, I'm all about it, man. Anything that's what I'm talking about? See, I wasn't, because I'm on everywhere too much. I don't know much about the BitTrue, you know?
Yeah.
So, look, I didn't even know they had that special there, like,
doing that. Well, they have a lot of options, but right now we're talking about crypto.com, and I want everybody to just kind of focus on one. I just wanted to mention it. If you do want an account with BitTrue, you can do that. If you want an account with crypto.com, he's gonna have his referral down in the description, and then we're gonna also put the coins in the description that we talked about. And anything else that you guys want to add on, you guys can go ahead and add it in the comments. Tell us what you liked, what you didn't like. You know, constructive criticism as that goes. Hit the like, subscribe, notification bell, and we'll see you again another day. And
all right, man. Hey, keep the unity, baby. Ecosystem, baby. Crypto.
Take care,
hey, man. Love you, buddy.
Keep I love you, good. Brother. I love you, everybody. Everybody you mentioned, get off the chain.
That's right. XRP Army, baby.
Whoa.
Hey, for the Bullish family as well, my love, man.